Okay, so can parties in interest object to a debtor's election to proceed as a small business debtor and or electing in the subchapter 5? Part of this is answered by Rule 1020. We know that 30 days after the 341 meeting concludes that a party in interest or the U.S. trustee may object to a small business debtor designation. And throughout this, you're going to hear a lot of things that are favorable to debtors in a Chapter 11. And so that's one of the tools that a creditor may have is to just object within 30 days of the 341 to say, look, you're not a small business debtor and you're not eligible for subchapter 5. And that's your way to get them into really the more cumbersome, expensive Chapter 11 process to protect your rights as a creditor.
And I think that's where we've seen the main challenges too on under 1020 as well. And that is probably one of the few bullets, if you will, that a creditor might have to challenge a case. And it kind of goes to eligibility and meeting the qualifications. But if you look at the timeline on the PowerPoint slide there, you know, on the very first slide that we put, SBRA was designed for economy and speed. And if you look at this timeline, you'll see that you really kind of need to be ready to go if you're going to check the box on Part 5 of SBRA to go down that road and file that type of case. So typically, you know, as was mentioned, there's a trustee in every one of these cases. It's not a trustee in possession, but within 24 to 48 hours, our office will appoint the SBRA trustee for the case and set the 341 meeting. We also, with the idea of the design of the statute being for speed and economy, we'll try and conduct the initial debtor conference within 10 days of the filing and set that 341 meeting as close to 21 days as we can after filing, so everyone can get up to speed, get the process moving, because the debtor's got a lot of obligations early in the case. Within 45 days of the petition, the debtor has to file a report detailing what efforts they've taken in order to get to a consensual plan of reorganization. And that filing 14 days before is to sync up with the 60-day status hearing that's required with the court in every SBRA case. So you can see things are going to be moving pretty quickly. You've got your initial debtor conference, your 341 meeting, and then it's really only, you know, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks later before you're going to have to file that report. So both the debtor have to be ready to go and the trustee has to be ready to go. So when we appoint the trustee, we do try, and I'll talk about this a little bit later, we try and match up as best we can the skills of the trustee. For example, if the trustee has represented debtors in that particular industry before, we may select that trustee as opposed to a trustee that maybe doesn't have experience in that particular industry. So you've got less get up to speed time in order to start working toward that consensual plan of reorganization.
Henry,
as Mark pointed out.
Can I just toss in a comment, Henry?
Yeah, go ahead, Judge.
On the status report that needs to be filed 14 days before the status conference by the debtor should be something meaningful, not something just like, well, we filed bankruptcy on this date, and we're going to file a plan on that date. You know, I try to provide guidance as to what I like to see. But if you read the statute, go through it. You know, what kind of motion practice are you anticipating? Any objections to claims? When do you anticipate filing your plan? You know, what's going to be the contents of the plan? What, you know, what adversaries do you anticipate filing this case? You know, things of that. It should be something meaningful that the court can look at and the subchapter 5 trustee can also participate in.
Which is a good approach, because I think if the debtor files a report that says they haven't met with the trustee yet and they haven't had any discussions with the creditor, it's not looking very good because you're halfway to your plan filing and haven't shown much progress at that point.
Right.
Yeah, because as I mentioned, you're in 90 days, the debtor is supposed to file a plan, and the court can extend that time if it's due to circumstances beyond the debtor's control. Now, frankly, because of the world we're living in right now, I think courts have very appropriately been fairly lenient in granting extensions of time on this 90 days in order to let businesses that particularly affected by the pandemic to be able to demonstrate that they have some ability to reorganize. And frankly, they need a little more time because of various statuses of reopening in particular places and what's going on with COVID. So I think courts have generally been fairly liberal in granting these extensions because clearly this is something that they couldn't, a debtor couldn't anticipate would happen. The